Black, stop playing with him.
Soft talk here. Got a boxing conversation going on here. Got a room full. So this episode right here is just not just me talking. I got a guest and some more. But this week being a fight week, two Goliaths, two big heavyweights, and Francis Ngannou and Anthony Joshua, there's drama with the little guys. That's this week. Friday, actually. But I'm pissed off about that. Because it's in Saudi Arabia. I'm going to say that the fight is going to be around 5 minutes. But a lot of moving around going on. I got to make sure some things pop so I can come stay here and watch. But yeah, anyway.
That's wild.
But that's probably a few fights for you.
Yeah, so, for sure. Right.
So it might be 7 o'clock.
It has to be at nighttime.
Right.
I mean,
it has to be.
Yeah.
You know what, like, time they're going to choose to do it.
Right.
I wonder how much of a difference.
Because they be having a whole concert and shit, too. That last one, they had a whole.
It's an event.
It's an event.
They had a few people. They had a little baby, and then they had a UK artist too, yeah. I think, right?
Right. Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny was out there, wasn't he?
No, I don't think he was a Bad Bunny. He was an actual rapper. Like,
I can't remember his name, but I think I know he's talking about now. The UK rapper. I think his name.
They had a concert. They had a fashion show out that bitch, right, and everything.
Exactly. A whole event. And that's what, you know, Vegas trying to do with the F1 thing. You know what I'm saying? Because that's usually what they kind of do out there overseas. So, I mean, it's like that. What's they call them? Somebody called them, like, His Highness, or what is His Highness, or Majesty, what do they call them?
Oh, you talking about Your Excellency?
Turkey, yeah, His Excellency, man. Turkey
Ali Sheik.
Ali Sheik out there calling big shots out there, making a belt for Usyk and Tyson Fury when that's going down in May. He already got a belt made for that shit. I mean, like, he's into the big fights and all that good shit. But the drama, I would probably say, has been in the little weights, 140, around that area. Ryan Garcia, off the rails, buddy. Off the rails, because he signed a fight with Devin Haney, April 20th, that fight is going down. But is it really going down? Because, in my opinion, I think Ryan Garcia may be just a little bit off his rocker a little bit. What's wrong with him?
Turned into a social media.
Yeah, he's
personality.
Yeah, he's all over the place. Like, he wasn't acting nowhere like this when he fought Tank.
No,
you know what I'm saying? Like, this is erratic behavior.
Yeah.
And then you know what comes with erratic behavior is the drugs.
Drugs.
Like I was telling you, that cocaine in his pocket was talking to him like the Green Goblin mask, man. Like that guy.
I'm laughing about 5 minutes. Because listen, he said,
bro, that press conference.
He had his mouth, he was doing this. And it's no, I mean, he was like, it was definitely tweaking. It was definitely tweaking there. I was trying to, you know.
I mean, I'll say this. I mean, if this is all a type of facade or whatever, and he's just really focused and trying to throw Devin off his game, and he comes in there sharp on 420, but I don't see it.
I'm a person of language. I'm a very good person of body language. And Derrick James looked like, holy shit, what did I get myself into? Derrick James looked like the only, it, like, he looked like a victim in this situation. He said, I've got to train this shit.
It's the whole spectrum.
Yeah, because he even, when his dad called, when he said, his dad's hair was nappy. No, he Derrick tried to take the mic away from him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
And you know, Devin Haney ain't much better. I mean, like, it's like, he looks crazy. I mean, like, and he's supposed to be Muslim, but it's like, him and his dad are annoying. It's kind of hard to get behind them because Floyd Mayweather, or with his dad or with his uncle, was not that annoying. I can't say that.
Nah, Floyd did all of it. Because it's like he do all the talking for Devin.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, just take a chill pill.
Just a little bit backseat, man. Just think about it. You let your son sit there and dominate and do what he's supposed to do because he's a hell of a boxer. He's got top skill. You know, one of the best jabs I've seen. Good movement. He got a good body work. You know, he can get with the left body hook, left right hook. He jabs to the body like Floyd Mayweather, I remember. One thing I just can't say is that he's available to get hit. And
Ryan's gonna hit him.
And that could happen.
Yep.
And another thing is he can't put people away. Even with,
and he don't got the hunger to put people away either.
Because he could have put Regis away.
It's like he don't trust his power or whatnot. Or he just listened to his fucking dad too damn much.
Right. That fight put me to sleep. But I'm sitting there like, what is he going to just go ahead and just take over? I mean, he could just go ahead and just take over. You know, just go ahead and put him away. Because he could have put Regis away. He would have been like, man, that was good. Okay, he got the stoppage. He stopped Regis. You know, but he lost to Taylor. Taylor couldn't stop him. But, you know, Gorilla's knocked him down. But so Gorilla. So, I mean, he knocked him down. So, it's like, he could say, I stopped Regis. So, I mean, that would have been like, boom. Regis is now MMA. So, now Devin Haney can sit there and be like, I made him go to MMA. Did you really? Did you really? But Ryan Garcia, Jermall Charlo was doing some questionable things for his fight, but nowhere close to this. Nowhere close.
He said he wanted to fight
Jake Paul.
And old buddy, the kid.
Sean O'Malley.
Yeah, Sean O'Malley.
Said I'd give him my all.
Yeah, but he said he was going to ask Jay-Z, to ask Beyonce to come see for this shit that he got. It's like a giveaway to where, like, you $25. He asked people for I don't think he asked people for money, but it's like, he tried to do a thing where you pay $25, you can win a purse or this or whatever. But he talking about, I'm dead serious. Like, the caption is sketchy. Like, the caption is like, I'm dead serious. Like, I asked Jay-Z nicely to have Beyonce sing whoever wins this shit. And it's just like, then he says some shit about he's the real Willy Wonka, not Charmalite, whatever the fuck the dude playing him. And, like, he went in to where I was like, there's something wrong with Ryan Garcia. He's not supposed
to be working. That family, man, he done turned into a social media. He got to say whatever. Until he did.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, well, yeah.
Because it's dead giveaway. I mean, like, whenever Devin Haney said, get off that coke, even Oscar De La Hoya went.
Oh, man, him, yeah. Mario, his dad, they was all fucked up there, turned up. They had a video and they zoomed on Mario. He was about there going through it. He might have been the worst one on there.
Bernard Hopkins is like, get me away from that shit. I used to
crack. You know? Stop doing cocaine,
said I can't. I think they said Brock. I think it was Antonio Tucker. I don't want to sit there and say something inaccurate, but I think that's a crack day. I think he did.
Yeah.
I think he did. But I know Tarver did. They both outstanding professionals, outstanding boxers. They didn't break no. I didn't see them be dirty fighters or that. But, you know what I'm saying? They had their trial tribulations, whatever. But, I just want to say that. That way.
I can just hear Bernard saying that. But I just want to crack.
I mean, the way he kept on asking Bill Haney to go to the bathroom. Right? Like, I want to go to the bathroom. Just go to the bathroom. Like, is this a Diddy request or is this a Terry Crews request? Like, or is this a, like, Strong Arm request? Like, you want to fight this man in the bathroom? Do you want to go outside? And then he pushed him. And then Bill Haney, like, I ain't worried about that. Mm-mm. But then he wanted to attack Ryan Garcia. That was weird. This,
yeah, that shit was fake.
If this fight goes through, it's gonna go. It's gonna break the internet because Ryan Garcia is bringing the millions of fans to be like.
Like I said,
he made a million pay per view buys against Tank. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like he made it happen for Tank. Tank was averaging around 500,000 to 700,000. After averaging around 200,000 to 300,000.
It's gonna be Ryan's signature win.
Things will be in.
Oh yeah.
All right.
And them hand speed, man. And like you said, Haney, sometimes he could just be a target.
Yeah. I mean, Linares was a long in the tooth was able to hit Haney. Lomachenko, I felt long in the tooth because here's people don't realize about Lomachenko. Stayed an amateur so long, he's an old fighter. Like he's 36 years old.
Oh.
So, I mean, like, that's the difference. I mean, like, and he was able to hit Devin Haney. Tank would destroy Devin Haney. But I'm not going to sit there and say that the decrease of good fight, a great potential fight, because I think Devin Haney could beat Ryan Garcia. But Tank is not even me. I didn't even watch that sparring shit because I don't watch. I'm a truest in the boxing fans back in the day to where, like, sparring sessions should be secret. Be confidential. I should not see two prize fighters, especially when one's a fucking teenager.
Is that a pro?
Fighting a pro.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't want to see that.
Is it?
I don't. I mean, that's like I don't want to see that part. But looking at it as a professional, Tank Davis would knock out Devin Haney inside 7 rounds. Mm-hmm. Inside of several. We had a weekend with Jake Paul having a fight where it didn't look like he was fixed. You know what I'm saying? Because he's fighting guys that, like, he should be fighting. Like, he's fighting guys that, you know, if they can't be up to snuff, then we can, you know what I'm saying, make it stop. You know what I'm saying? Let's get him out of here. I just hated that the people didn't get to see the main event because of the hair chemical.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's wild. Like that's one of the wildest things, man. Yeah. Like, if you're a female,
also,
you're
that female. Shit was sold out too. Eighteen K people in there. In her hometown, like that's just brutal.
Yeah.
Somebody set her up.
Yeah, it was like, hey, put this in the hair. Put that in that prime. Give it that one prime, the one that everybody
sued. Never get another opportunity like that.
Mm-hmm. Never.
That's crushing.
Hate that, man.
I know she wanted to beat that bitch up. Did her hair. I bet she was in there fearing for her fucking life.
Like a bad I'm sorry. They said it burned her hand.
Yeah.
Doctor's like, we can't let you get in there right now. That's wild. She probably would be the girl that went out. Easy. Can't take a chance. Then, what's his name? Ford. The fights that always happen where a guy's losing a fight, but he's hanging in there. That eighth round where he turned it around and, you know, started landing some big shots.
That was a good eighth round.
Yeah.
Eighth round.
And then in the 12th round, gets the stoppage with 14 seconds left. I think it was 14 seconds. It was something like that. You hate to see those. Because a guy can sit there and just be like, God, it's just 14. So look at him with the clock real quick. Like, can I hang good? Can I hang good? And this motherfucker's sitting there just throwing bombs. You sit there, can't move. You're tired. You didn't ran. Homeboy was gone. I can't even say his name, man. Gone.
He should have took a knee.
Yeah. He was good with that.
And the ref should have called it that a fucking knockdown, too. Yeah. And also, on top of that.
Well, no knockdown. No knockdown. I said, what? He got bopped upside the head. Crazy. Mark, does Tyson Fury lose? No hard heart.
I'm not ready to make my decision yet.
Aaron?
What happened?
Does Tyson Fury lose?
Tyson Fury? I wins.
Yes.
I think if he respects Francis.
Not Francis.
Usyk. Yeah.
He trained for this fight. He's going to win.
He's looking in good shape.
He definitely respects him. It's just the way that he already looking 2 months out from the fight.
Right. Like, okay. But having his dad in his camp fully, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're not fully, but it's just like, it's a difference with Tyson Fury to where you think, like, is he slipping? Like, is he going back to that other way?
Stop that, man.
He ain't going back to that.
Yeah, it's just hard for me to see. I would say this. It's hard for me to see Usyk beating him just for the simple fact that he's just so much bigger than him. And he can box.
Yes.
Like, he ain't got to get into no slugfest with you or nothing like that. Like,
that's true. Usyk is a surprising guy. He got long arms. I mean, he's able to get inside. He's able to pop, pop. You know what I mean? It's going to be interesting. I tell you that. It's going to be interesting for it. If it's going to get dull or boring, Tyson Fury is going to lay on him and then hit the 1-2 and, you know, whatever like that. But it helps him make it entertaining. If you want to fight him. You know what I'm saying? Make it a fight. Because you can go out with a bang with that. You can beat him and be like, I retire. And then we honor it. Straight honor that. We just like we honor Andre Ward. Like, I accept
it. We're going to honor it, but we need to see that Joshua fight before it's all said and done.
I mean, Joshua made it. He got to beat Francis. Yeah. I'm saying Francis could be. Then we need to see a Francis Tyson Fury rematch. I mean, it's at no end. What I'm saying is that Tyson Fury really has nothing to prove, even fighting Joshua or Francis. Like, he's been a lineal champion, came back, beat Deontay Wilder, that had a chokehold on his division because Danny Joshua wasn't getting in the ring with him. He was scared to death. Scared to death. So now he's losing. Now Joshua's up. But if you think about it, he just lost his last two fights. So I mean, like, Joshua's down. But I mean it, meaningful fights. I don't give a fuck about these last two guys he knocked off. Can't even say their names. Can't even remember. Hellenius who? Vinny's the third? I'm talking about championship fights. Usyk. Knocked off. So I mean, that's what matters. I mean, that's where the value of a Joshua Tyson Fury fight lies. I mean, it's worth the fun. He made it not fun by losing to guys like fucking Andy Ruiz. Now you got Deontay Wilder sitting there saying, and he lost to Joe Parker. He's sitting there talking about the flight. Fuck the butt.
Oh,
shit. He didn't win from, maybe I don't got the killer instinct no more, to the vibe was so busy or some shit he was sitting there talking about. What was he saying, Mark? What was he saying?
He basically said he ain't arrived. He ain't arriving in Dubai in enough time. But that's your fault. You control that when you should be there. Yeah.
Like,
I'm just saying, like, I mean, if I'm going to travel that far and it's that big of a time difference, I got to be out there for at least a month or so before I get ready for a fucking fight. Like, you control that shit.
You are control. You picked the wrong time. You thought you'd go out there and not. Get out there and get acclimated. Get yourself boxing comfortable. Because you're in for a fight for a guy who's been active. He's fought four times in the fucking year.
Yeah, I mean.
Like, what are you thinking?
I don't know. Maybe he has some personal shit going on in his life, but.
God dog it. Here we got cops that go to California.
Yeah.
What the fuck was he doing? He said, "Look, I ain't
rocking
with this motherfucker."
Nah, we can't fault him for that. It's like,
yeah,
they rob people out there in right. LA.
You see where they try to fake Crip? What's his name?
Crip Mac.
They try to fake somebody's dad. He wasn't no real. They tried to AI his face on some high school picture. I was like, look here, man. I know some fake shit when I see it. They talking about he grew up in the suburbs. Yeah, he ain't no real Crip. This dude don't look like he was a suburb dad. Like, what is going on, man? That shit was crazy.
Chris sat back on the air. On five. On fifth grade.
On I need to see him in one of those bitches boxing matches, man. So, start getting to say that. I like him, Misfit Boxing, man. That's been fun. And they be having some good matchups sometimes. And they have some good ones. Okay. But I just want to see Tank Davis in the ring. I think, like we all, I think if I sit there and said, hey, who would you rather see fight right now? And I named three people, and Tank Davis be the one of them. I think I would go 4-for-4 and say Tank Davis would be the one. Honest to God.
Man, that kid's a star.
I mean, he puts people down, puts them to sleep. So we need a fight date. We need something fast, quick, and hairy. But now, I'm not trying to rush the process because now we got people sitting there hating on the main thing, the reason why I hate McCord. It's why do people hate Premier Boxing Championship? You know, why do people why do people hate what they got going on? Why is the, why hate on something that has been having boxing on since and even during COVID? But just think of the boxers they put on, Errol Spence, Wild Keith Thurman, Sean Porter, Danny Garcia, Deontay Wilder, now you can sit there and say, Floyd Mayweather, but they're getting that Manny Pacquiao in the mix, and then Terrence Bud Crawford. Now we got Canelo. Now this is the word of dilemma. Now we got Canelo sitting there saying we're splitting ways with, parting ways with PBC. Now it's saying they might be coming back. Fighting the same guy. So I wonder, what's the story behind something like that can happen to where this fight was, he was wanting so bad with a Charlo that he couldn't get. But then as Hami McGee jumps in the whole fray and it's like, is it going to be over in the zone? But now PBC is getting the
Hami
McGee fight. How does that happen,
Mark? It ain't good over there on that other side.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. You look at coke-driven Oscar De La Hoya. I'm listening. I got to be like this. Because people wanted to throw shots to Floyd Mayweather and Mayweather promotion, which even Tank Davis had his little reasons, whatever. Said what he said in times, whatever. But Oscar De La Hoya and Bernard Hopkins, what they're doing at Golden Boy, can't be great. Like, it's not almighty. Because here you are with somebody who has a Mexican following, you know what I'm saying, that has Mexico behind them and Hami McGill. Even though I think he's just a pressure fighter. You know what I'm saying? He's not really super impressive. You remember Jared Hurd, don't you? Guy from, who's Jared Hurd from? I always say, Washington, D.C. Same thing, pressure fighter. They don't got a whole lot of skill. They're big and they can just punch. Canelo would kill this kid. Yeah. And other one would kill this kid. So, I mean, like, not knock him out. I'm just saying it would just be a fight to where it'd be like, oh, who is that against? He's not going to put on pressure against somebody who's going to be like, nah, here, take this, take that. A fight is always different like that. That's why I had to sit there and make a statement about one time with Boots Ennis, when people were saying about what Boots Ennis would do to Bud Crawford. I'm like, guy like Bud Crawford is chopped liver. You let Bud Crawford hit Boots Ennis and see how Boots Ennis react to that. Same thing. Canelo hits Tommy McGee to see how he reacts. There's no pressure. The famous line is always happening. What is it? Like, you know, would Mike Tyson say, you would see a true box, whatever, a true person they get punched in the mouth?
Yeah.
Like, that's the real thing when it comes to him and his style now. Like, Canelo ain't putting combinations together. He's not. He's coming at you throwing some shit. Like if you ain't ready for it, like you like, well, what is that? Bivol was ready for it, but that was up. That was above the pay grade. That shit wild to where, like, you know, Canelo now is getting these opportunities where he's trying to really try to write his own ticket. He's trying to write his own ticket in a sense of. I want this much. I want $30 million. $30 million? For Charlo? Mark. Tomorrow, what? Charlo? $30 million?
Boy, get out of here.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't, you couldn't get that much money for Wu. I mean, wow. Like, let's name some boxers. Let's name some guys out there Canelo could fight. If Andre Ward came out of retirement, that possibly could get $30 million. But then we have to wait for Andre Ward to get a tune-up fight and all that stuff. Like, that ain't gonna generate that. Like, you, David Benavidez, sir, is the only thing that's gonna generate that type of money for you.
Hell yeah.
Nice. I want you to fight.
In a heartbeat.
Like,
here, David Benavidez,
why would we offer you $30 million for Charlo when we just seen it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't, I mean, they're literally identical twins. Mm-hmm. You can't sell that.
Can't sell that at all, man. Nope. And then you gonna throw Bud in there, like, so you wanna move a welterweight up to 168? And you want us to buy that? Even as Bud Crawford, that's still, like, Bud didn't sell tickets.
He didn't.
One night, he fought Jake Paul.
I know.
That
would sell.
Yeah.
That would. Jake Paul feel like a guy with the money in the bank briefcase or something. Like that.
It would satisfy me.
Yeah, because he would. He would demolish Jake Paul, man.
Quit saying shit like that. He done called out, you know, like a few times. Huh?
Yeah, that fight with a liver shot.
Yeah. He put him down. There's some things that he would set some traps and would hurt Jake Paul at this point. Because I'm glad that Jake Paul's taking some steps to where he's fighting guys that, you know, to work on some things. Now he know how to put some things together. He need to work on laying that uppercut. He missed about four of them.
Just quit fucking calling him out.
Yes.
Do what you do. Yeah. Just quit calling him out.
I don't appreciate it. Because it's like, what you doing with it? It's like, he's not paying attention to you.
Trolling.
You caught out an MMA guy, I can see it. Because they'll answer to it.
Yeah, yeah. Heartbeat.
They'd be like, what? They fumbling like this. What, Jake Paul, what? What?
You better not fight another MMA guy.
Now, I'm going to ask you this question, Taz. Who's the next person you would like to see Deontay Wilder fight? Like, Deontay Wilder coming off a loss.
Be honest, man, I don't really.
Nah, but the reason why I'm asking you this question, because we mentioned Anthony Joshua, we mentioned Tyson Fury, you mentioned Usyk.
I don't really.
If Tyson Fury beats Usyk,
either one of those three, well, Deontay Wilder just needs to take this shit more seriously and stop doing all this for show shit. Coming out there and. Take it training seriously, get in shape, all the way in shape, learn a little bit more boxing. Okay.
Yeah. Get a training coach that would actually teach you some boxing instead of getting somebody that you knocked out. And they just like, hey, I did not like that hire at all. You have Floyd Mayweather reach out and say, look, Siri, it wasn't no spam, it wasn't no like parody to it. It was like he was really being genuine and saying, Deontay, I would train you. And that man said, with all due respect, no. Gotta teach me all that funny shit that I can't learn.
Right. That's why I'm saying I don't really.
I'm going to fight Anthony Ruiz. There's right. A fight for him.
Yeah, he ain't fought him forever.
No, you're talking about, Wilder. Well, see, here's the thing. He's been calling him out, but Andy Ruiz wants more money. I mean, see, this is the thing. Like, the money that Andy Ruiz, he's turned down money. He's turned down the offers that Deontay Wilder is in.
That's ridiculous. You're not that good, really.
He's like, I'm going to be Joshua, motherfucker. I mean, I guess he's thinking of that.
Just take the damn money.
That is funny. Like, come on, man. Like, who are you trying to put time here? But how many times does that happen, though, where you look at, this is Keith Thurman. Like, Keith Thurman was on top of the weight, didn't lose. He goes on a sabbatical, comes back, and Errol Spence on top of the welterweight division. And then here comes Bud Crawford. So then nobody's talking about Keith Thurman. Then he loses to Pacquiao, which I don't know how that happened.
I think Deontay Wilder would be a good wrestler. He should go to
He should. He should. Somebody should have told him to do Creed 2.
Damn legs. Take your legs.
Yeah, the legs in WWE would work out too well.
Don't help him in boxing.
Do some squats. But that's why I said that, because he likes the kind of grandstand like wrestlers do, mm-hmm. and have the whole commentary and all that shit. Put it out there with the.
Don't tell me Ngannou would fuck him up.
Ngannou, hey, listen.
I would love to see that fight. Okay, I would like to see that. That's what I'm saying.
That's why I asked you the question, because I put forth all the main heavyweights that we talked about. Ngannou, Fury, Usyk.
I would love to see that. Yeah.
You know, Wilder. Yeah. So it's like, he still can fight one of these guys. So, I mean, like, if he even got in there with Ngannou, I would pay for that shit.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, hell, yeah. Title before he fight Fury. Yeah.
Somebody gonna leave that room different that night.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That'd be worth it. I like it. Somebody's gonna leave it different. They're gonna be walking out of there like, hey, look here, dog. Them two went crazy. Because Wilder has yet to have a fight, because, yeah, he fought Fury, but Fury outclassed him. It was a difference. He has not had a knockout, dragout in a sense. You know what I'm saying? He's put people out. So he's never fought nobody that can sit there and be like, hey, you want to feel something in these?
He ain't gonna run nowhere.
Fury hit the
But do people got the blueprint on Wilder now?
I think so.
I mean, it's always been get out the way the right hand, yeah. But
smothering
it's smothering.
It. Smothering it, and then you come with your shit, yeah. You don't know what to do with it. Like, you that's the thing, like, attack.
Get him with the overhand right.
Mm-hmm. I hate that for Wilder, though, because
them looping punches.
He had the time, he had the space, he had Lennox Lewis in his ear, he had Floyd, he had guys that was trying to really help him. It's all something that he could latch on to, maybe extend a heavyweight career. You know what I'm saying? Because he's now 38 years old. Now you're like, holy shit.
What is going on, USC?
Facts. Somebody, hey, everybody, look at the Twitch levels. Go to EC. Go to Elite Sim Universe. You want to check out a real cool gaming on the side of, like, with a universe that has all sports with a community of friends, family. I would say putting on a show on the Discord to where if you can come and just be a part, you can spectate. You can sit there and just kick back and watch the show of what we do. So, I mean, that's just something as a side note. That's just a self plug right here. So not a commercial, but hey, just need to take a break. But man,
it's just a friendly suggestion.
ESG, Elysium Universal. Yes. Somebody called it the ECU earlier. It was funny. But, same shit. Abdul Wahid. Man, when are we going to start calling him?
Whenever he gets announced like that in the ring.
I think you'll catch a little attitude if you talk about him right now. For real, like. Wahid, he was like, hey, I'll knock your ass out. He was like, I was just playing.
Big six, man. You big,
man. Hey, Wahid, man. Wahid. Tank, man. Tank Wahid. That announcement is not going to ring good for me, man. I don't give a shit. I don't care.
Well, that name means the one, and that's kind of his nickname, too, that he'd be calling himself, is the one. So that's why he went with that.
I call him the one.
Tank. Abdul. What? You know.
Tank,
you know, Devontae, Tank, Dave, you know, that was.
He's a Muslim.
Yeah. You know, Devin Haney took a lot of his, you know, style tips, so he was like, I'll take your
religion. He can't really say that because Calvin been a Muslim.
I know. Hey, a lot of people say that anything, I was like, I ain't in it all that. I saw a couple of little links on that. I was like,
that ain't turkey bacon.
Who is it? Bill Haney's hilarious, man. Bill can sit there and tell you that Devin Haney's doing everything better than Floyd Mayweather at this age. And then you'd be like, well, what'd you do against Bridges again? At the fucking Golden State Warriors arena that they got, what was it, 55K? What was it, 500K?
30K.
30K? Oh, God! What was it? Yeah. Get out of here. Talking about some Floyd. Floyd was an undercard doing better numbers than you. Get out of here. Unbelievable. Can't believe that, man.
Yeah, when you want to say passing a torch, you got to call it in the ring, and you got to call it, you know what I'm saying, on what you sell, too.
Exactly. Ooh. Because, shit, Matias is like, bro, we can make the money. Why are we passing up? Because here, y'all, and the thing is, Matias is the oldest. Why are we waiting until I get older? Get in the ring with me now. Make the money now. So Bruno Matias, the monster, he's got the most flair, I would say, in the division to be like, well, he's, you know, I don't want to put no flair on saying that he killed a guy in the ring. But if that happened, he's had guys quit. He's had guys sit there and be like, look, man, quit punching me. Please. Get in there with Bruno Matias. Ryan Garcia, I mean, wish him well. I mean, I hope he get prepared for this fight because we want to see it. Well, the 140 pound division is trying to get more popular than the 147 pound division. That shit is weird, man. I grew up watching. 140 pounds was nothing but a pit stop. It was nothing but a, hey, okay, yeah, I just want 35 and see how this feels. And then, okay, I'll fight two fights. And then I'll go up one up and go to 147 and start fighting guys there. That's what, That's what it turned into. And now it's turned into, now we got a full-on war in this division where it was nothing but a pure pit stop. That shit, well, I can't get used to this shit. Like the lightweight division is dying. Like, the only name is Tank Davis because this is where he's at. Shakur Stevenson is doing more talking. To his defense now, which not where it's like what happened with his last fight, but he's hard for him to get a fight right now.
Well,
I bet he would have wished now he would have.
Nobody want to chase you around the ring all
night. Exactly. You put forth that, people are going to be like, wow, we're going to have to deal with that. I'm good.
Can't beat that.
And that ain't going to sell.
Because like, he won? Oh, I'm good.
That ain't going to sell.
If he had lost, then it would have been like, okay. But he won? Oh, I'm good. I ain't chasing him around the ring. He talking about people don't know boxing. If they said I lost, like, yeah, you didn't lose, but bro, come on. Like, you know what you did. Then you got Keyshawn Davis. He still need to give some fights. He's not ready. Andy Cruz ain't ready. You know, Frank Martin's talking about getting Tank Davis. So, I mean, that's okay. Let's talk about the money he's supposed to be making. That the fight ain't even official. People talking about he making this, he making that. He making this, he making that. He making 500K. Mark said, how is he making that? Fight ain't even set.
Yeah. We ain't got no date. We ain't got no venue. But we know the purse amount.
You're right. Sometimes I would say about the boxing voice is that, you know, I think they just, you know, they didn't got nest together so big where he can put things out there to make people react.
Yeah, good for sure.
Driving force. I mean, like, now you can
that's put, a smart thing to do.
Yeah, you can put Skip Bayless things out there. Put the Skip Bayless takes out there. People order that type of feel. People were like, you crazy. He wants it. He wants it. I'm like, man, what? What are you talking about? It's where callers come in. It's a good idea.
Oh, she got ass.
Stop, man. We're not here to talk about Becky Lynch and her cookies, but we're here to talk about the fact that you think she's got one. It's kind of crazy. Let's talk about the fact that you think she's got one real quick. If you want to take a little side commercial.
It's
right there. Look. This what? If that was Bear, you would see nothing but a two-hold, man. Stop, man. You gotta see no cheeks there. All right,
what's up?
Stop. I know you do. Thanks. Give me shut down. But anyway. Bianca Blair, that's, you know what I'm saying, like, what's her name, Jada Parker, you feel me, you know, Gigi Dolan, you know, those are the ones you want to talk about, buddy.
Well, this game is entirely too close.
But yeah, I just wanted to sit there and talk about a few little things, little bits and that. I catch them in there. I'm going to record sometimes, randomly sometimes, but this time we're getting a little warning. But hey, we just got, it's fight week. We got Francis Ngannou. Now I'm going to ask, Aaron, who you got?
Ngannou.
Why? Hold on. Don't just give me. Do you think Anthony Joshua
has is. I think he'll walk through Anthony Joshua's punches and land one punch and just that'd be it. Maybe more than. I think he'll get him one punch, knock him down, and probably happen again and get back up.
Mark,
if he get knocked down,
I'm going with AJ.
Be over the fifth.
You going AJ?
Yeah, I'm going AJ.
Do you think it's a decision or stoppage?
I'm going stoppage.
Aaron, decision or stoppage?
Right? Oh, stoppage.
For Ferguson.
Yeah.
Oh, it has to be. I think if for him to win, it has to be stoppage. Okay, I guess. He said stoppage.
Mm-hmm.
JJ. Chaz.
I would like to say Anthony pass rule, but that motherfucker know how to lose.
He just know how to lose. And he always has that look on his face like, oh, man, I can't believe it. I lost. But I'm going to come back stronger.
Hey, man.
I'm going to be great.
Some of the best fighters' losses, and they said the same thing that AJ said, and he came back and done it.
Yeah,
I would like to see that.
They came back and done it. Like, I mean, I know he ain't fought nobody in the last two fights, though, but he's looked focused.
He
looked focused in the ring.
This is a blowout.
Oh, he killed him.
You know,
killed him softly. But this is the one thing I would say. Anthony Joshua did fight the easier guy that night with Anthony. Deontay Wilder and he fought the easier guy. He fought the way easier guy. I think.
But he beat that. AJ beat Joe Parker.
Yeah, that's true. But that's a good point. But wasn't that Joe Parker? I think that Joe Parker probably beat Anthony Joshua. I think if that was a rematch.
Oh, we caught that.
Yeah. Wow. The apes. I don't know, man. I always believe that being that active and getting a little better, Joe Parker got a little better. I think Joe Parker was a little overwhelmed that first fight. But you're right, though. You are right. You are absolutely right. I'm going to ask this question right for Mark. Let's put it out there. Do you think Volkanovski needs to retire? Do you think he needs to continue fighting? Do you think he's done enough?
Oh, he's definitely done enough. How old is Volk?
He's about 36. Been down and back.
Oh, pick six.
Wi-Fi tripping. Yeah. I mean, it don't have to depend on how old he is, man. He's had two back-to-back knockouts.
It was bad.
They were bad.
It was like second one when he dropped. He was like the lights went off. He's straight with him. This shit didn't look good. The homeboy was throwing straight bombs like some dumb. Like he was like, I get you against the fence, buddy.
Yeah, he's 35.
35?
Yeah.
Yeah. When those starts landing.
I think it's over for you, my boy.
Yeah.
Word, bro. Like this is really the hurt business right here.
Yeah, it hurts. Those
that chin ain't the same no more.
And the motherfucker's throwing. They don't give a damn. Listen, if you are, it's just like for Tony Ferguson, quit getting in that octagon.
Yeah.
Like, stop.
They done went with Anderson Silva.
Yeah, thank you. BJ Penn was one of the first ones I remember. He kept getting in there. Frankie Edgar kept getting in there. DSP didn't stop. DSP was smart as hell.
Sit it down, my guy.
Sit it down. Be great. Now people get you. Be like, what if? Hey, what
if you still want to be around the game, you know what I'm saying? Get you some fighters. Yes. Be there in the corner for them.
Yeah. Losing none of these whippersnappers out here. Fuck that shit. Hey, you got Sean O'Malley, you know what I'm saying?
And then you know, also another reason why I'm going to say this is now he's making excuses for his losses to Volkanovski.
Oh,
yeah, I saw a little video talking about how he wasn't feeling himself and stuff like that before the fight.
Man, look here. Let's talk about it. You remember you lost your first fight. You blame depression and all this other shit. Now, that's not the shit. Then you shouldn't be signing up for the fights. You should be, you go sit beside the doc, lay on the couch with a pillow, and cry your heart out. But other than that, you sign up for fights, you go in there, get your ass knocked out, you can't blame it on nothing like that. Don't be in the Deontay Wilder category. Bad category being terrible. Nice, but it's not.
What's
it,
terrible?
It's not, if you call it nice or big, because this is the determining factor. Are you calling it nice or big?
Nobody said it was big.
You said
she
nice.
She barely had a cup.
About to say, you said it nice.
Yes.
Okay, I agree with you over that. Time and time over, I agree over that.
Bro, you bend her over, you're going to hit all pelvic bones.
Not big. Yeah, man.
That's
begging
to be good
air, man.
That's begging
to be
good
air.
You have to take this shit and smush
it. You see that
it.
Shot right there?
You gotta smush it all in one area.
That was the nice over big. I got you. Naomi has a big, but it's nice too. Big ass.
Yeah, that one.
Is it your mama got a big ass? Your mama got a big ass. That's big enough, baby.
All of it.
The mind. Plus, she doing so many different moves and stuff. It's hard for her.
Hey, the one thing I can say, she can wrestle. And all these women have got better wrestling, man. Pivot to wrestling.
She ain't right there.
Women over there. Has had main events have made WrestleMania. The Royal Rumbles have been better than ends and here in recent times. That had to hurt. It showed up.
It's just like a water bed.
Yeah, man. That man.
Make her tell.
That girl. But nah, I mean, the women's definitely more entertaining right now.
Oh, yeah, make her tell.
Yeah.
It's just turn over.
Hey, that's crazy, man.
Well,
this ain't gonna feel good. Ernie said, hey, Baker, listen, give him a call anytime.
Hey, everybody, hope you all enjoyed that episode of Sauce Talk. This right here is your man Sauce, and I was able to bring to you something organic, something that wasn't planned, but people, you know, come and chill, we kick it, we watch sports, we watch from basketball to football to boxing to any type of sport, oh, even pro wrestling. You heard the last podcast from there. I mean, there's going to be some moments in this podcast where some mentionings of the WWE, boxing, we're going to have some other podcasts are going to be talking about some other sports, but that's going to be with Sam Jones. That's going to be more hopefully pushing towards the video scope of things. We're trying to get on video. We're trying to get our clips out there. You know, me talking boxing, especially getting video clips of me talking boxing and other sports. Hot takes, hot stuff that's going on. Because I want to be purely boxing, but I want to show that I can talk NBA. I can talk NFL whenever the conversation is hot. But yesterday, the conversation was pretty hot on Canelo Alvarez, PBC, of course, Ryan Garcia, Devin Haney, and everything that's following this week for Francis Ngannou, Anthony Joshua, which is a big-time fight. It's fight week. It's fight week. Friday night, it's going down. Francis Ngannou, Anthony Joshua, in Saudi Arabia. Like we mentioned, Turkey bringing the making the big belt for, you know, Usyk and Fury. This fight right here, Fury, Tyson, Anthony Joshua, Francis Ngannou. It's pretty much the winner takes on the winner. It's a tournament. It's a big time tournament of four guys. The winner is going to meet the other guy. How it's going to unfold? I got everybody's prediction in the pod. Like I said, I can't see Usyk looking like he's going to concede victory, but it's going to be difficult for him. I can't see Tyson Fury coming out there making it look easy, but I can see him looking very good if he catches a rhythm. So it's just going to be interesting to see. The matchup is always interesting, but it's going to be on and popping this Friday night, and I hope you all enjoy that. We're going to talk about some more things. Just follow my TikTok, and I will be posting videos over there. So basically, it's a two-headed sword. This is the one end of the sword, and then the TikToks is the other end of the sword. And I hope you all enjoyed that. But I am Sauce Talk, and I am out. I hope you all enjoyed this episode. Peace.